I guess we all come to this maybe with slightly different categories. I come to this, first of all, with what I think of as communal categories. My concern sometimes about people who come to me and say, I'm struggling with this, is how disordered their whole life as Christians is. In other words, what we're talking about here is just the tip of the iceberg. Because it may be particularly embarrassing or particularly so obviously contrary to the word, there's a natural focus on this to say, now, just help me get rid of that. One of the things Owen says is, if you're going to kill any sin, you've got to be prepared to kill every sin. Because the particular manifestation of sin, all it is a manifestation of the sinfulness of your heart. So what you're needing is an entire life reordering. And one of the things that often concerns me about people who will come for specific counseling is that they want something special. And I want to say to them, first of all, we need to put your life into the context of God's ordinary provision for you. So, what kind of ministry of the word are you sitting under? When the word is ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit, you get your backside on that seat and drink it in, because the Lord Jesus says, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. And the ministry of God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit in the company of God's people is an enormously sanctifying agent, and it's an enormously encouraging agent. It can be a very painful agent and all the rest of it, but you need that. You need to learn to pray with people, and you need to learn to worship. So these are absolutely basic. One of my general concerns about what's happening in the evangelical world is that so many people are going for counseling and nobody is saying to them, are you really sitting under the ministry of the word? Because that's God's counseling agency to you. So that's the general. I want to put people into the things that are going to sustain them past the quick fix. And then I want to say to them, if they're Christians, what Kevin said, now let's go back to who you now are in Jesus Christ. And there are several passages I've found particularly helpful. One is a rather striking statement Paul makes, I think, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, when he's speaking about a person in the Corinthian church who had been having relationships with a prostitute. And what he essentially says there, if I can paraphrase him, is when you go into that prostitute, you don't leave the Lord Jesus at the door. If you're united to him, you're dragging Jesus into this, because you're one with him. If that's not a motivation, there isn't a motivation. And the other passage that I've found enormously helpful to work through with people is Colossians 3, 1 through 16 or 17, where Paul very wonderfully lays out, number 1, verses 1 through 4, if you're a Christian, you're united to Christ in his death, in his resurrection, in his ascension, in his heavenly session, in his coming again. That's the way you need to learn to think about yourself. You belong to Jesus, and all the dynamism you need to live in this world is found in Jesus and in your union with Jesus. And then he says two things. First of all, verse 5, so here are the things you need to put to death. And then he goes on, verse 11 or so, and here are the things that you need to put on. And I am incessantly saying to people, don't try and put these things off without putting these things on, because you'll simply end up with an empty house and 7 demons will come back, and the first state will be worse than the last, and you'll say the gospel doesn't really work. Because Jesus' intention in our lives is not to make us a stiff cardboard, never do wrong things, and I'm trying my best kind of people, and I stay away from sin. His real purpose in dealing with sin is to make us like himself. And unless we are And I think you find this just all over the New Testament. There is no putting off that works without the replacement power of the gospel, which increasingly makes the atmosphere of your life suffocating to sin, which is why then as you progress, sin keeps on making a noise inside you. Because it's on the losing side. And you know, I think just to pore over passages like that till you catch the flavor of them and then work them into your life. I mean, he's so... I could go on and on about that, but...